Good Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to the final WEOL Wednesday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Boy, this wrestling season just flew right by. And indeed, this is the final time we get together to talk high school wrestling here in the Lorain County area and some outside areas as well. Sean Bennett, as always, great to have you in. You and I were chatting before we rolled here. Man, it has just flown right by. Hard to believe how fast it went.
Yeah, it seems like every year it just goes quicker and quicker, and it's a shame because I really enjoy the high school wrestling season, the folk style, as they call it, the wrestling, and as people in the wrestling world know, it never ends. Now it's on to freestyle and Greco, which I'll go for the rest of spring and all summer and stuff like that. So, but yeah, high school wrestling definitely has a special place for me. A
couple of quick thank yous I want to send out. First of all, big thank you to Matt Douglas, who filled in for me last week while I was out in Goodyear, Arizona. So, Matt, great job. Heard the show, and a terrific job from you. And, of course, Sean, a big thank you to the sponsors of this show who really got on board and decided to stick with us as far as the program here on WEOL, the Cobos Insurance Center, Bob Cobos, and everybody at the Cobos Insurance Center, as well as Ohio Family Realty. They've been with us every show throughout the year, and as we always say, without the sponsors, the shows aren't possible. So great big thank you to Cobos and Ohio Family Realty.
Yeah, it's nice because these guys are into wrestling. They don't just, sit around. They're out at events. I see Mike Deanna and those guys all out there, and they really take an interest in the sport, and it's nice that they're kind of helping us put the sport in a new medium here.
Well, of course, Sean Bennett last weekend was at the state wrestling tournament. We're going to talk to him about that. We're also going to just kind of take a look at the year overall, as quickly as it went. We'll get Sean's thoughts on some of the individual wrestlers in the area that maybe stood out this year, and certainly some of the teams, not only that made it to state tournament, but perhaps just kind of shined on the local level or took their program to another level. We'll talk about that in this final show. Of course, a busy Wednesday night for me. You and I are taping this right now in the studio, but I'm listening to this right now as I sit courtside at the University of Toledo for some high school basketball coming up here at the bottom of the hour, as we will have Lorain High taking on Lima Senior in the Division I regional semifinals. So, I don't know if you like my voice or not, folks, but you're going to hear it for a few hours tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL. So let's take a quick time out. When we come back, as we said, we're going to talk to Sean Bennett about some of the things that were happening out on the mats throughout the year as far as the season was concerned here in Lorain County. So we'll get Sean's thoughts on the 15-16 wrestling season. That follows this on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty, and we're glad to be bringing it to you each and every week on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on the WEOL mobile app if you download that to your phone, and you can also listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Again, we've done this for a few months, and it has flown by. This is the final Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. And again, a great big thank you to Cobos Insurance Center as well as Ohio Family Realty. Well, Sean, as I mentioned during the opening segment, I wanted to take a few minutes here and just kind of look back at the year overall. You've been covering this from the get-go. Of course, you and I got together over at Corks and Stubbies in Amherst before the season even began for our wrestling preview show. That seems like we were there just last night. But, boy, there's been a lot going on. What are your reflections? What are your thoughts on this season that just wrapped up, either team-wise, individual wrestling-wise? What kind of stood out for you?
Well, I think it's been kind of a season of resurgence for a lot of programs, a lot of probably one of the best years overall I've covered from all the teams. Obviously, there was great expectations for Elyria. We kind of talked them to death, over the course of the year, and they, of course, had another great year. But other programs, there really wasn't, I guess there was a lack of programs who didn't put many guys out through and make guys kind of like stand out, I guess. It was just everybody kind of had a handful of guys or overall team effort this year, which is kind of rare. You know, usually it's, you know, there's about three or four or five good programs, and then, you know, everybody else is kind of okay. This time it was everybody was kind of above the average line.
Did you see a particular program or a few programs that really took a big step forward where this was a year they kind of went to the next level, per se?
Well, obviously, we talked right from the beginning of Firelands. We had big expectations of them, and them going out and winning their first conference title in 20 years obviously was huge for them. They obviously had some disappointment at the end because they were expecting to end that state qualifier drought, and they did not. But two teams did. Midview and Brookside both ended 20-plus year state qualifier droughts. And Midview is probably the team I kind of really, I won't say was surprised from, but they really exceeded my expectations. And the nice thing about that is they are really young. They only had one senior starter, which was Zach Carton. He had a fantastic year. But all the other guys, they're all coming back. So Midview right now is my preseason 2016-17 team to beat in the SWC, Southwestern Conference. I expect them to win that title next year.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bennett, who joins us from the Chronicle-Telegram. Sean and I have been doing this all year long as part of the Wednesday Wrestling Recap here on WEOL. Had a couple of Thursday night shows as well when we had to bounce the show over to Thursday night. But getting back to Midview, Sean Bristow, that all comes back to coaching and just building a program down there, correct?
Right, and Sean is he's a former state champion at Avon Lake. He won a state title there, I think, in 1988. He's young, so he has like a lot of enthusiasm. That's what you see in the coaches nowadays, Eric. Burnett still gets on those on the mats and rolls with those kids. These young coaches have a lot of energy. They get on there. Well, of course, it's not just the young coaches. John Sedlick just got put in the Hall of Fame, you know, as well, and he still brings out lots of success as well. But it's just energy, you know. It's guys who have passion for the sport. They put their you know, they're all into it, and they have apparently a lot of understanding spouses who allow them to pretty much live in the practice rooms and at the schools, and then really you know, bring these kids up, lift these kids up into greatness.
I think you and I can relate to understanding spouses when you're not home quite a bit. And the same can be said for Josh Malave over at Firelands. Again, the intensity, the passion that he has brought to that Firelands wrestling program.
Right, and he's only a few years removed from stepping off the mats as a competitor. So he definitely still has the passion of a competitor inside him. And every time you talk to him, you really kind of get inspired by what he wants to do with that program. And he's already done so much. So I have a feeling that drought that they have is pretty much done next year. So one of those guys are going to step through because they also have a lot of young guys returning as well. They didn't have a very heavy senior-laden team, so they're going to have a lot of guys back.
And, Sean, we're talking about teams, but individuals this year, was there somebody that really leaped forward that perhaps you weren't anticipating or weren't expecting on the mats?
Well, Brookside, obviously, Brad Hune was the state qualifier who broke that drought. Alec Ferrer at Midview, both solid guys, but they weren't the first guys in the forefront to end those streaks. So really impressive that and Alec Ferrer too came through in a Westlake sectional and a Perrysburg district, which were probably the two toughest stops in the state as far as wrestling goes. And that's Division I wrestling. So you're talking about some of the very best wrestlers in the state, some of the very best wrestlers in the nation in those two tournaments. So Alec Ferrer really kind of stepped up and got through on there. And Brad Hune, like I said, there was a couple guys that I was looking at. Greg Packard won a sectional title, set himself up nicely. He was like, I think 45-1, stuff like that. And there's a couple other guys who I really expected to be the ones to break that streak. So Bradley Hune really came through, had a nice sectional and district run, and came through and got the win as well.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Sean, before we wrap up this segment, I want to ask you about Lorain County Wrestling overall as far as where it stands across the state. I mean, Elyria's program speaks for itself, but when you look at Lorain County Wrestling, and obviously the CT's coverage area gets into O Falls and that like, but when you look at it as compared to other areas of the state, how good is Lorain County Wrestling? Where does it stand?
Well, it's really good if you compare it to the bulk of Ohio, and that's because it's in part of Northeast Ohio. Northeast Ohio is just heads and tails better than everybody else in Ohio right now. But as far as the rest of Northeast Ohio, Lorain County's catching up. It is improving at all times, but you look at some of the teams from Cuyahoga County, Medina County, they're still, Elyria obviously is right there with everybody and anybody in the state. But then the other programs are kind of, you know, getting there as well. Avon and Midview, obviously, obviously really competitive in the Southwest Conference. All our Division I schools, Amherst, you know, all these schools have known success and are improving. And now some of the smaller schools, the Division II and Division III schools, are starting to bring themselves up as well. We've already kind of talked about most of them, and that's you know, that's going to happen because that steel sharpens steel. You know,
absolutely
cliche. It's just you keep getting these guys to get better and better, and it cycles through, and then you're starting to see the younger brothers, the Tate Zeem and Adam Crush. We did the story on them. The younger brothers are coming in. The younger siblings are coming in. The friends of the younger siblings are coming in. It's an amazing time, and it's only going to get better here in Lorain County.
Good information. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, last weekend, Sean Bennett planted himself at the state wrestling tournament. So we're going to go through all of those results and kind of, you know, send our kudos out to those who did well at the state tournament and congratulate all of those who did make it. So when we return, we'll take a look back at what happened last weekend, and we'll talk a little bit about the All-Star Wrestling coming up tomorrow. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty, the final show of this year. We're so glad to have brought it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, a great big hello to all of you who have dialed in via the WEOL mobile app as you listen on your phone. And also hello to everybody online at WEOL.com. We continue on with this final edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. We've been bringing it to you all year long as things have unfolded out on the mats here in Lorain County. And again, a huge thank you to the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty for sponsoring this show each and every week. And of course, great big thank you to Sean Bennett as well, as he takes time out of his busy schedule to stop by the WEOL studios each and every week to really talk up the guys out on the mats. And certainly, Sean, you were a busy guy last weekend, the state tournament. Let's start talking about it. Obviously, some good news, some bad news, but as we said before we took the break, first of all, a huge congratulations to all of those who got their way down to Columbus and got on those mats in the state tournament.
Right. It was a fun weekend. And like I said, it's a shame because the expectations were so high for the Elyria Pioneers. I really feel bad for anybody who is dealing with that program that has to feel disappointed now, even though Elyria had their best season ever. I mean, if I would have been able to travel in time forward from like 5-10 years ago and covered Elyria this year, not knowing, you know, that their expectations were so high, I'd have been like, wow, this is amazing what they did.
Right.
But they, you know, all these wrestlers and coaches and parents and fans went in there thinking, we're going to, you know, win a state title this year, kind of end that drought from 1973, last time Larry High won a state title. And obviously in both the dual team and this weekend at the individual, they fell just short. So there is a little bit of lingering disappointment there. But Elyria finishes again with two state champions. They finish for the first time ever with three state finalists. They finish with the highest point total in the individual tournament. They were 97 points last year. This year they have 105 points. So just again, progressing forward, they're making progress every year, and again they put together the best season ever in the history of the program.
Boy, they just ran into some tough luck down there though with Vo and Price. I mean, injuries and the like. They just ran in. It just fortune didn't smile on them per se.
Yeah, it actually started at the district tournament with a couple guys having some hard luck losses, and you know, Nico Dorr was a returning state placer who finished fourth last year, and Josh Breeding was returning state qualifier, and both those guys had a couple tough losses at the district level. I told you that Perrysburg district was the toughest district tournament in the state, and those two guys didn't get out, so they were already kind of going into Columbus undermanned, with St. Edward having 11 state qualifiers and Elyria just down to seven that they had. But yeah, Elyria knew it was going to score some points though, because they were expecting to get, you know, possibly 3-4 finalists. They got three in. They were expecting 3-4 finalists, and they were expecting to win some titles, and they were expecting to pin a lot of guys, and they did all that. So yeah, it was still pretty impressive, but again, you know, St. Ed's kind of got the better of them this year.
Any particular match that really stood out for you? I mean, you watched a lot of it down there last weekend, but was there a match that just really captured your attention, just you were engrossed in it from the get-go?
There was several good matches. Well, the one that'll be giving me nightmares is I was standing about 3 feet from Brendan Price when he broke his femur in his quarterfinal match, and that was hard to watch. he was in definite pain. I'd say 4 or 5 minutes, and he was still kind of screaming out. So that was tough to watch, and my heart goes out to him and his family. And thankfully, he's still got a year left, and he had surgery the next day, and they're hoping that he'll be back at least for part of the football season, and certainly all of the wrestling season next year. So that was a tough one to watch.
How special has Ben Darmstadt, though? I mean, this kid's just phenomenal.
Incredible. He, like I said, I kind of put out some tweets about how dominating he was, especially in the postseason this year, in the state dual tournament and the individual tournament here. He went 17-0 with 14 pins, a pair of 15-0 technical falls, and then his 7-2 win in the state final to win his second straight state championship. He does it. Well, he does it dominating. He gets his team points, and he looks impressive. And obviously, that's why he's going to Cornell, which is a top 10 wrestling school in the nation. And he's obviously bright, going to an Ivy League school. He's kind of the whole package.
And it was interesting to read your comments. I was reading the article after the state tournament. His passion for the sport and for Elyria wrestling, as you said, to now do whatever he can to continue the legacy that he has set over at Elyria High.
Yeah, he was a senior leader. He's a team leader. He's been passionate about improving the team and himself, obviously. All 4 years that he's been there, it's been fun watching him kind of grow. I've got videos from the CSU district when he was a little 120-pound freshman, and he's kind of sprouted up. Now I have to kind of look up, literally look up to him as I as we talk. So it's been a fun career watching Ben kind of get it all done.
And let's send out some props to kids in the lower divisions, Division II. Brad Hoon over at Brookside, Division III. We've talked all year about Stan Blyke over at Elyria Catholic. Again, these young men represented their school very, very well.
Right. And we talked about Brad Hoon and Alec Ferrer ending those state qualifier droughts. Neither one of those guys ended up on the podiums. They didn't place, but they're both juniors, so they'll both have the opportunity to come back and get it done next year. Stan Blyke, only a junior, and he's been down in the state tournament all 3 years, and he's gotten better all 3 years. You know, he went 1-2 his freshman year. Last year he placed sixth, and this year he finished third. He lost in a state semifinal for the second straight year, and then wrestled back and won all his matches and finished third. And that losing in the state semifinals 2 years in a row left a pretty bad taste in his mouth. Stan kind of, I won't say, it takes it easy compared to most elite wrestlers during the offseason. He does some open mats and he works on his skills, but he doesn't kind of go through the grind that a lot of these guys do. He said he's switching that up this year. He's going to be hitting camps. He's going to be hitting tournaments, and he's going to be going hard at freestyle trying to prepare for his senior year because he doesn't want to go and lose in those state semifinals 3 years in a row.
Sometimes defeat, a setback, it can fuel you. I mentioned earlier, we've got coming up in a few minutes here on WEOL Lorraine in their basketball regional semifinal. And John Rossitano, I don't want to give away the whole pregame interview, but he talks about that in our pregame interview here tonight, that, hey, the kids lost last year in that regional semi to St. Ed's. It has driven them throughout the entire season. Same can be said for these guys out on the mats. If they taste defeat, they don't want to taste it again next year.
Yeah, I see it that way every year. It's always there's a guy, Todd Hastings at Amherst came down last year and didn't place, and he plays this year. I mean, every year there's a story or two, and we'll see it again because, as you can see, there's a lot of underclassmen that made it to the state tournament this year. All those guys are going to be back, and obviously Kevin Vo had an injury that he was not able to win his second title. I guarantee he's coming back his senior year, and he's going to try to right some wrongs from this season, even though that was pretty much the only round he went undefeated until that that final loss. But he'll still want to come back, and he's going to be hungry to get that second title.
Well, it really does fuel them. It drives them. So, again, congratulations to all the state qualifiers. As Sean said, whether you ended up on that podium or not, just a great accomplishment to get there. And, Sean, one more night as far as Lorain County is concerned to honor the guys this year. Talk a little bit about All-Star.
Right. The Lorain County All-Star meet will take place Thursday night, tomorrow night, at Elyria High. It starts at 6 p.m. It's a great chance for a lot of guys, a lot of the seniors, to get one more high school match in. This one won't be as high stress as the postseason. It's a little bit more fun. They have a little bit better weight allowance, so they don't have to, cut down all the way. And it's just a great opportunity to a lot of guys to kind of, go out there and just kind of say goodbye, I guess, to the high school season. They're also going to induct their latest Hall of Fame class in. They award some scholarships, and they give out the Division I, II, and III Wrestler of the Year awards tomorrow night as well.
Very nice. So, again, that's Thursday night over at Elyria High. What time does it get underway?
6 p.m.
Awesome. Well, again, I want to thank you for coming in each and every week. I'll tell you what, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on this show as far as giving these kids who really work so hard. You and I have talked about that. The amount of energy and effort that they put in to get out on those mats every week, it is beyond the pale. So, again, thanks to you for dropping by each and every week. It has gotten terrific reviews, and hopefully and we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's nice to, you know, the general public who maybe doesn't know a lot about the sport, kind of give them a few minutes here, print, wherever it might be, to kind of just give them a little bit more knowledge about the sport, lift it up a little bit.
Absolutely. And again, a huge thank you goes out to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Again, without those folks, this show has not been possible all year long. And we had coaches join us throughout the year on the show, so we appreciate their support and joining us throughout the year on the program as well. All right, so that's going to do it for this final edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. For Sean Bennett, Tim Elkhorn saying thank you so much for listening. We're going to take a quick time out, and you're going to hear from me again as I get ready to bring you high school basketball. Lorraine High has made the trip to Toledo to take on Lima Senior in the regional semifinal. That's coming up next on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the WEOL mobile app, and online at WEOL.com.